This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and we came live from the Radio 1 Academy at the Grand Theatre in Swansea ahead of our biggest weekend. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Radio 1. Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills, and today we are coming to you live from Radio 1's Academy in Swansea. We're in the Grand Theatre as our Swansea takeover begins. Every time we turn up in the big weekend city, we have big names giving advice here on how to get into the music and radio and TV industry. And that's why me and Chris are here today. We've already done a creative workshop.
It was good.
That's what I like to call it. We already have Swansea tans because the weather is absolutely beaut in South Wales today.
You say that, but you are a sweaty mess, I think it's fair to say.
Oi!
No, I mean it. And also, on the train yesterday, tempers started flaring.
It was so hot.
Honestly, it's been a bit of a soap opera here in that Scott has been very irritable because of the heat. On the train yesterday, I thought at one point we were going to have a big fallout. So we sort of arrived at the show today slightly tense.
Right, well, maybe they could turn the heating off on the train.
Turn
would
the
be good.
Sun off?
No, just there was. I'm saying there was definite heating on, and you know me, I get a proper bead on.
Oh,
woo! And then today we did a little talk here at the Radio 1 Academy. Once again, I get nervous, so then I tend to sweat. We were talking about how we got our jobs in radio. It was me, you, and Nicola and Mark who work on the show. I thought we smashed it.
Thought we did a good job, but I thought we overshared as a team. I thought there was almost too much information at one point.
Like what?
Just some of the points, some of the inside secrets we gave away today. I think we might regret.
Yeah, if you were in the audience, people that wanted to get into radio in Swansea, please don't repeat any of that, what we said. That's just for your ears.
Okay? We overshared.
Right, so I want to do some biggest weekend problems today because obviously people that are coming to the biggest weekend will be starting to worry about the little things, you know? First of all, when you get the tickets, you're like, yes, I'm going. I'm going to see Shawn Mendes. I'm going to see Sam Smith. I might bump into Ed Sheeran. But then as time moves on, because it's 4 days to go now, you start worrying about the little tiny details. So I want to do some more biggest weekend problems, please, today. If you are going, or maybe if you're not and you're just thinking, well, this is what I'd be worried about, text me on 81199 or email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Maybe if you're struggling with where to park in the area, ask me. If you're unsure about what to wear, given the changeable Swansea weather, once again, I'm here for you. At the moment, beautiful sunshine, but I'm looking on my long range and it's saying thunderstorms forecast now. It was a bright sun for Saturday yesterday.
But also, don't worry about bothering Scott with the most menial of all questions.
Honestly.
Like, really, the smaller, almost the better.
You know I
instance.
Love it. If you're wondering, well, I want to see Ed Sheeran at midday on Saturday, what time do I start queuing so that I can actually get in to see him? Then I'm here for you. And please remember, through all of this, I could not care any more about the smaller, more trivial details that you might be worrying about at the moment to go with Biggest Weekend. Maybe you're thinking, what can I take into the site? Because at the Eurovision Song Contest, where I was at a couple of weeks ago, you weren't allowed to bring in ladders.
Right. Allowed to bring in ladders?
No, that was on the list of prohibited items.
And are you for this?
Well, I don't know. Well, I can tell you. Maybe you're thinking, what would the food vans be? What are the food options? Because I'm a dairy-free, gluten-free, lactose-intolerant vegan. Let me know. 81199.
Scott Mills.
Okay, here's the question that most people are asking at the moment, Chris, here on Biggest Weekend Problems. Steve's been on Twitter saying, when will the timetable of who is on at what times be announced? Because everyone's worried about clashing and wanting to see their favourite artists. The answer to that one, Steve, like I said, I'm here to help, could not care more about your problems, is when you hand over 10 Welsh pounds on site, and therefore you will be given, I think it might be less.
No.
About 10.
Roughly. Yeah, ish.
And then get a little lanyard and that'll tell you who's on where. Happy to help.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills and Chris Stark live from Radio 1's Academy in Swansea as the big weekend takeover begins.
We're getting all the problems coming in, Scott. One of these I can really relate to. It's regarding portable urinal etiquette. Last year at Hull Big Weekend, there was portable urinal units for men to use. The position of the urinals meant that you were face-to-face with someone else using the facilities. So what is the situation this year? Will it be the same, face-to-face, cheek-to-cheek?
Yes, it will, and you'll just have to deal with that.
Right, okay.
It's the same setup as last year.
It is awkward, though.
Any more big weekend problems, let me know on 81199.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
The people of South Wales have welcomed us with open arms. The Welsh, always known for being generous and really friendly and nice. like this. Matthew Bowen has just tweeted me saying, seeing as you're in Swansea, lads, pint after the show. See, right there, that's the Welsh hospitality.
I love it.
Right, so we are at Radio 1's Academy in Swansea all this week ahead of Radio 1's biggest weekend. And what happens is there's loads of free sessions to try and inspire some creative careers for young people in Swansea and South Wales. So what's happening, you've already heard this week, there's been some live lounge performances coming from here, and there's Radio 1 DJs all week and pop stars hosting Q&As about how to get into the business and doing workshops. Stuff like songwriting techniques and performing techniques if you're an aspiring band or artist and you want to know how to nail it on stage. The Radio 1 production teams are here to tell you how to make good and sometimes amazing radio. And also, there's actors and like producers coming from the world of film and TV to talk about, you know, camera work, or if you want to get into directing or producing, stuff that you think like, well, that's never going to be available to me, that kind of insight. Mm. It's here in Swansea all week. And if I was growing up, right, and Radio 1 Academy existed then, if I had the chance to have that insight into the career that I wanted to go in, I would be there before the doors opened every single day.
Well, I think that's what's been so nice meeting some of the people at the Academy today, is just how excited people are to have this opportunity to learn from some of the very best across a number of different industries. Like this afternoon, right, there's a talk from the director of Doctor Who. I think that's great. I think It's amazing that you can turn up and you can learn from someone of that stature.
And it's not just music, or there's TV, there's radio. There are people here who are like experts in social media. I'm not talking about if you want to be an influencer, because then you just get a tooth whitening kit. Hashtag Spawn. What I'm talking about is that if you wanted to work in the world of social media, stuff that, like, if you live in somewhere like Swansea, you're like, well, how do I get into that? It's all here at the Grand Theatre in Swansea all this week.
There's two amazing things that I've seen since being here that I've been like, wow, this is the power of Radio 1. It was when we were walking towards this building and I could see the sign outside saying that the Marmosets were going to be on really, really shortly.
Yeah.
And I just thought, that's so wicked. You're walking down the road and just, you can roll into the Academy and see that kind of thing. The other thing is, I've got some of the lyrics that were written during the songwriting session with notes.
Oh, yeah, yesterday. He was here yesterday.
And these are just lying around, right? And I just thought, this is amazing. Like, I could be holding right now the lyrics from the next notes.
So what happened yesterday was notes was doing how to write a good song.
Yeah.
And these are just some of the lyrics that I think, did he come up with these, well, or was it one of the people?
I assume it's some of the people that were attending the session. Let me read a couple of them.
Okay, go.
So here's one.
This could be the next, like, surefire hit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be holding the lyrics to that right now.
We could be sat on this right now.
Welcome to Swansea Town. I want to show you around. I'll take you down West Cross. I want you in my pass. Another one. She back it up, bump and grind, doing her leg day.
Can you not then? Yes?
Running. Yeah, obviously it sounds better when it's not from me.
Yeah. But,
she back it up, bump and grind, doing a leg day, running my mind. Short skirt knows her worth. Do you want to see the size of my... And then it's just dot, dot, dot.
Right.
One more. Last one to end on. Bugs means nothing without Bunny. Would she want me if I had no money?
Scott Mills.
Right, so we've done this one before when we've been out and about at a host city to biggest weekend, and I want to do this after three. So from where I can see now, it's a beautiful sunny day here in Swansea. We're in the Palatial Grand Theatre, but we're kind of in an upstairs room, so we've got the sunlight flooding in. And from where I can see a tattoo parlour. So what I want you to do, Chris, just after three, you're going to go into that tattoo parlour and you're going to tell them that Liam Payne has already been in the shop, and you're going to get them to agree to that for a celebrity interview that you're about to do on Radio 1, okay? So you're going to tell them that you're about to be on Radio 1 and you really need some celebrity gossip, even if there isn't any at this point. Yeah. So tell them you're desperate, kind of like it's more than your job's worth. You need to get some kind of scoop, and at the moment there's nothing happening. You just need to get them to go along with it, okay? So tell them desperate for any gossip, and then you tell them you're going to say Liam Payne has already been into this tattoo parlor, okay, which is opposite where we are now, and then start asking them really detailed questions like, was Cheryl there? And they're just going to have to try and make it up. And obviously, under pressure, that they may crack because the questions need to get more and more journalistic and intense.
Yeah, effectively, they'll be lying. Well, I guess we're seeing if Swansea will lie for me.
Exactly that. So we're going to go into this tattoo parlour after three. You tell them that Liam Payne's already been in there. Get them to go along with the story and see how far someone from Swansea will lie for you this afternoon. That's coming up.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Now time for some biggest weekend problems. So, Chris, every year people get in touch. And it's this kind of time where they start to really worry about the smaller, more trivial things, like what are they going to wear, what's the weather going to be like, what time do they need to start queuing?
Yeah.
All of these things I can answer for you here on Radio 1's Biggest Weekend Problems. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
I mean, you would think that you could just go to the Radio 1 website and get the answers to most of the questions that you would need to know.
No.
There. But why do that when you can email the actual DJs involved?
Absolutely. And remember, I could not care more about your issues surrounding the Biggest Weekend. So here, Casey's been on. She says, hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. I'm coming up to Swansea with my boyfriend and my parents. I'm really struggling with what I'm going to wear. You know that's the most important thing when there's a possibility of bumping into so many celebrities. Do I wear wellies? Do I wear sandals? Do I wear trainers? Do I wear summer clothes or bring my trench coat? Help a girl out. That's from Casey. Casey, based on the fact that I've been to every big weekend since time began, wellies is too much, hon. This isn't Glastonbury. However, if it does chuck it down in the changeable Swansea weather and gets really muddy, you will hate me. But I'm saying wellies is a no. Also, not being funny, but I'm doubting Taylor Swift will be hanging out the front with you civilians. So does it really matter what footwear you're wearing if you're only bumping into the drummer from Wolf Alice?
Okay, and you might not get that particular answer on the website. But no, you're fair enough.
Okay, next one. Is there any way to sneak into the event, Scott? Asking for a mate. Thanks in advance. That's from Nick in North Wales. Unfortunately, Nick, all the tickets are gone. The only way you can win them is here on BBC Radio 1. And I wouldn't even try it, mate. We've got one of the biggest weekend security guards with us all day today, looking after me and Chris, fending off the crowds, of which there are none. And trust me, he is massive. What's your name?
Matt.
Matt. How massive are you?
Pretty massive.
Mm-hmm. He's massive.
Can
he's
we have like, that in stone?
Mate, he's like Hodor massive.
Like a solid 24, I think.
24 stone. But do you occasionally get emotional and cry?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Right. Any trouble yet, Matt?
None.
Not at the moment?
None.
But would you advise Nick from North Wales to sneak into the event?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with him.
Scott Mills.
Every time we go on these little school trips to somewhere else, there's always an error, a text error normally. What is yours?
Yeah, I've made a massive mistake last night. Accidentally messaged my jammer instead of my girlfriend, saying back in my room, night-night, wish I was cuddling you.
Oh.
Sent that, have only just received the reply, just with a heart emoji.
From
a
Maya.
A couple of laughing, crying, you know.
Oh, that's awkward.
Awkward as.
Right, who were you in bed with?
I was in bed with myself.
All right.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Obviously, I've got local connections to the area, so I gave you a little bit of a look around, didn't I, Chris, earlier?
It was lovely to see. I actually met your boyfriend's mum
as
well, which was a very unexpected surprise for me. I didn't know she lived around here.
Well,
worked
yeah,
around here.
She does. She works on Tuesdays at River Island, which is why she's called Susie Tuesdays.
Yeah, what? Susie Tuesdays. So is that the reason?
Yeah, because she only works Tuesdays.
One day of work.
That's right, yeah. Well, she used to be Susie 2 days when she did 2 days. Now she's dropped down to one.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it was fascinating meeting her.
Yeah, I know, because you weren't expecting it.
I was obsessed.
We were walking along the road. I was like, do you want to meet Susie Tuesdays? He was like, why is she here? I was like, she works in River Island. Let's pop in.
She was in the shop. She gave us a massive insight into what it's like working there and, uh-huh. and stuff she faces on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes she has to chase people out the store.
Sometimes she says she chases. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah,
just you
know,
give you a little insight into Swansea life.
But
you know?
Away from this, it was very interesting to meet what is essentially, you know, your mother-in-law potentially, and you know, I've not been in that situation. Sorry, I'm jumping.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that. Yeah.
Jumping ahead a bit there.
It's really
maybe.
Awkward. Yeah, really awkward because she's probably listening,
and she likes you.
Thank you. Okay, so we've got another biggest weekend problem here. Moving things along, people starting to worry as time gets towards the biggest weekend. on like what to wear in the changeable weather. Also, people worried about parking, worried about who's on where on the lineup to avoid clashes. You've got another one here, Chris.
Yeah, this is from Becky. It says, hello, Scott and Chris. What would you say is the best way to approach a famous to ask for a selfie if you see them hanging out in the big weekend crowd?
Okay, I can take this one and you can help me out. Here's the thing. If you do spot a famous, just always have your camera ready in selfie mode. If you need to, and if you're not like that good at it, practice on yourself multiple times first.
Oh, practice first.
Because you will only get one opportunity and it will go by in a split second. In fact, it will be a second. Don't just run up and then have to put your passcode in and then have the camera the wrong way round. Also, definitely don't say, can you do it? My arms aren't long enough for a selfie, because they hate that.
And don't ask for a quick selfie if you're not going to be quick.
Also, in my experience, definitely don't ask someone else to do it, because that's taking up valuable time for them. And I've seen multiple celebrities just walk off at that point.
Yeah, and
don't be like, Mom, can you do it? And then have to apologise for your mother as well. Oh, sorry, she's not very good at with technology and phones. Mm. It's all, you're wasting their time. Celebrities aren't getting paid for this, and they get asked this question every single day. So speed is the key.
And best behaviour.
I hope that works.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Let's say good afternoon to Yasmin. Hey, Yasmin.
Hey. Hi.
How's Birmingham today, hon?
Honey, very sunny, honey.
Okay, good. Right, I hear that you met Jake Bugg once.
Oh, yeah, for about 2 seconds.
I told you they were quick. I was just saying, did you get a selfie?
Yeah, literally, really quickly. He didn't want to hang about.
Exactly, no. Because time is money for these people. Did he?
Exactly.
Did you do the selfie yourself, or did you ask him to do it, which is an error?
Oh, no. One of my friends was there, ready and prepared, literally.
Right, see, you did the right thing. As we were just saying, have that phone ready in selfie mode.
He hasn't got the reach, though, as well, has he? I mean, he hasn't got the range.
He hasn't what? Cousin, what, short arms?
I've always got that impression. Also, he is not hanging around for a chat with you.
No.
No,
I'll tell you
definitely
that.
Definitely not. Didn't
right,
happen.
Right, so what's the plan for tonight? Because sun's out, hun's out.
Sun's out, hun's out, bun's out, going to the pub.
Oh, yeah, who is?
Definitely. With my boyfriend, he's cooking at the minute, though. That's fine.
Okay. Can we not get a little cheeky point in before we leave the Swansea area? Not now.
Listen, I don't know why you're asking my permissions. A cheeky pint. Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure we can.
And don't worry, Swansea, we'll be back. Like, we're coming back on the weekend.
Also,
you know?
I'm loving the messages we're getting from people just recommending places around here. It's good. Now we're finally here, ahead of biggest weekend. It's nice to get to know the place properly, feel embedded, and then this weekend we can go.
We went to a place last night called Wine Street, Yasmin, which doesn't have any wine.
Pardon? Who?
I know, right? We went to a bar no wine.
To be fair, it's spelt W-I-N-D, but Wind Street sounds rubbish, so they call it Wine Street. But we was like, I've got any wine? She's like, I'm sorry, we don't have wine in here. What do you mean?
Oh,
we're a bar.
That was a top-notch accent.
Okay, Chris, what have All you right. got for us today?
I've got a good one today. My choice is this.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, right. This is a good one for the sunshine. This is Tiny Temper, Written in the Stars, featuring Eric Turner.
Oh, it's a good one.
Good.
You set the bar high.
My way.
Or you can have my choice, which is this.
Oh, appropriate.
I thought I'd make it summery as well, so we'll go for Circle Waves, T-shirt weather.
Oh, guys. It's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Both bangers in their own right.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Hello.
Yes.
But what about Eric Turner? He gets forgotten.
He does. He,
Where he's is
a
he now?
Soul.
He
I. Oh, guys, you've made it tough. I think I'm going to have to go with Scott on this one. I'm normally a team Chris, normally, but...
All right.
Yeah, but you're going to the pub later in Brum. You've got your T-shirt on with your boyfriend. It's all good, so let's play Circle Waves.
T-shirt weather. Let's go.
Yes.
Radio 1. Yes!
Yes!
I'm Riyad.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast and it is called Unexpected Fluids.
It's about embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways.
My name is Chidera and I'm also a squirter.
Hey!
Yes, sex going every way.
I did actually once get electrocuted. My foof has never been the same since.
It's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed, whatever you're into.
We're not here to judge.
It's moist, it's messy, and you're definitely going to need a wet wipe.
But be warned, it's not for the faint-hearted.
Oh! It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
Going to try and get someone in Swansea to lie for Chris really soon. That was Circa Waves. I think that sounded amazing today, if it's sunny where you are. T-shirt weather, Circa Waves. And is it going to be T-shirt weather in Swansea this weekend?
Lots of people loving that. Lauren in Norfolk, right decision made. The opening of T-shirt weather just screams summer. That's true.
Right. I don't know whether it's Swansea that needs to sort its weather out or these apps on your phone because it's stressing me out.
Mate, it's saying like thunder on some of the apps. Like what?
Yesterday, Saturday and Sunday was full sun. Then I checked yesterday evening. Not I'm obsessed with weather apps. Saturday was like a bit of cloud, a bit of sun. And Sunday was full sun. Now, what's going on? 20 degrees rain for Swansea on Saturday. And then there's a massive great big thunderbolt sign for Sunday and 22.
Is this one of these situations where we all just need to think sun?
Yeah.
I sometimes think there's something in that.
Just think warm.
Radio 1!
Scott Mills here in Swansea at Radio 1's Academy. Right, Chris, here's the plan. Let's see how far Swansea will go to help you out this afternoon. From where I'm sat in the Grand Theatre, I can see a tattoo parlour. You're going to go over there and tell them that you work on Radio 1 and you need some celebrity gossip because you're about to be crossed over to for a live interview on Radio 1.
Yes.
And see if they blag it for you.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Sit back down, that is Notes on BBC Radio 1. He was here at Radio 1's Academy yesterday doing like a lesson in how to write good songs, basically a songwriting masterclass. We're at Radio 1's Academy. Every year we come to a city, this year we're in Swansea ahead of big weekends, and we give you a chance. Our doors are open, just come in and kind of get some expert experience and insight into how to get into like the job of your dream. So Cleo's here. You're 16, right?
Yeah, I'm 16.
And you're from the local area?
Yes.
From where?
West Cross.
Okay, so you found it super useful, right?
Yeah, it was amazing. I'm a really big fan of Notes and that, so being able to like be up close with him was just incredible.
You were in the songwriting?
I was in the songwriting with him and I saw him live as well, yeah.
You see, how good is that? Like, did you ever think that you'd be there writing actual music with Notes?
Genuinely, like, it was the best thing ever. Absolutely adore him, and I got like I high-fived him.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Well, that's wicked. You'll never get that close again, Cleo.
I'm never going to get that close.
It's so good because like you can come down and literally meet people that you absolutely love.
Yeah.
And what else have you learned? Because I know you want to get into radio, right?
Yes, really badly.
So who have you seen?
Well, I came up here today. I know I'm seeing Nick Grimshaw at the end of the week, but I came up and did a Q&A with you earlier, and I just took some notes down on...
I saw you writing notes.
I saw you writing notes, yeah.
Well, I really want to like go into radio and stuff, so, you know, is the best way to do it. And I found out loads of information on how to get into it, so got to remember it.
So you've learned quite a lot, have you?
Yes, yes.
Are you, even from the last couple of days?
Yes, yeah. Lots of different things. Learned how to sign up for academies and sign up for things to get into radio. I know that I need to, like, you know, go into local radio stations and stuff to get where I want to be.
Uh-huh. So good. It's like the start of your journey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Has it been quite inspiring for you?
Yeah,
you
I just know that that is what I want to do, and it's almost set my head straight, and that is what I want to do. That's how I want to do
See,
it.
See, that's that. Mm. I had a moment like that when I was 16 as well, and I was like, right, that is definitely the job I'm going to pursue now. And I think it, like, it would be fair to say that the Academy has made you like
that. That has put my head straight. It's shown me where
right.
I want to be.
That's so good. And so anyone in South Wales, in Swansea, they should come down.
Yes, come down here.
Because there's loads going on. Like the stuff you wouldn't believe. People from the world of TV, social media, film, music.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This afternoon, the dude from Doctor Who's coming.
Yeah, the actual director of Doctor Who, Black Mirror, Sherlock and Happy Valley's here. I mean, just here this afternoon for a Q&A. And it's such a good opportunity, as you say, to actually get some insight. Because it's hard at your stage of things to kind of go, how do I get into all of these things? Or is it even possible? And how's your Snapchat game been whilst you've been
there? Well, I've posted loads of Snapchats and everyone's swiping up on my story and that. So it's pretty good. It's not too bad.
Scott Mills. Right, it's Scott and Chris at Radio 1's Academy in Swansea. Right, Chris, here is the plan for the next bit, okay?
Okay.
Let's see how far Swansea will go to help you out this afternoon. From where I'm sat in the Grand Theatre upstairs in Swansea, which is where the Academy is, where the sun is flooding in, I can see behind me a tattoo parlour. Now, Chris is going to go over there, burst in, and tell them that he works on Radio 1, and any second now, Scott Mills, hi, that's me, is going to cross over to him for a live interview. But then we'll ask them to go along with making up some celebrity gossip because he has none and has to do a report on Radio 1 telling me all the celebrity gossip. Yeah. But there isn't any. So let's say that Liam Payne has already been into this tattoo parlour in Swansea. Then Chris is going to say to them, all right, we're about to go on air, and then the questions need to get more and more difficult, and let's see if they go along with it and if they will basically lie to save you and your job.
I have faith in Swansea here. I think they will for me.
Right, we'll do it after Mo on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so Chris is currently at a tattoo parlour, Broadside Tattoo in Swansea, where people are getting tattoos right now on a Tuesday afternoon. So Chris has managed to convince someone in there, from what I believe, that they're about to be live on Radio 1, and he's asked them to lie and say that Liam Payne has already been in there to inquire about a new tattoo which he wants done when he comes back to Swansea for Radio 1's biggest weekend. Are they going to go along with the lie? Because the questions are going to get increasingly, increasingly more difficult. Right, let's go over to him. Chris.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, I'm outside the Radio 1 Academy. Just down the road from there, and I'm at Broadside Tattoo Parlour, which is the tattoo parlour that Liam Payne is going to be getting his tattoo in. I'm here with Hannah, who works here. Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
So when did you find out that you were going to be tattooing Liam Payne?
Well, it's been a little bit through the grapevine. Not long after, I think, that it was announced altogether, the festival. So it's very exciting news for everybody, especially here in Swansea. It's a big set. So yeah, we're all looking forward to it.
And the rumours started circulating about a week ago that he was going to be coming here. Is it true that he turned up with Cheryl to request the tattoo that he wanted?
Oh my God, yeah. I couldn't believe it. It was absolutely insane. I've never seen her face-to-face ever, never seen a celebrity so close before. And it was fantastic. She's lovely, wonderful.
Was she nice to all the staff?
She was. She's super lovely, really, really soft, really nice, really pretty. Hair was great, like really jealous. Awesome.
And did she want any tattoos as well, or was it just Liam?
It was just Liam, but she was having a nose for our books as well, so you never know.
And what was it that she liked?
I know she's got loads of like black and grey and stuff. We do a lot of black and grey here, realism, you know, big mix of stuff, so she could go something, you know, get something completely different. We're open to anything for her.
And is it true Liam Payne's actually requested for a slightly more intimate tattoo as well? Is that true or is that not true?
I think... I can't say too much, but
this is amazing.
I think it might be. So time will tell.
Yeah. And is it in the shape of an animal or not?
It's definitely in the shape of an animal.
And what was your overriding impression of Liam? Is he looking forward to the weekend?
He is looking forward to the weekend. I'm pretty sure we've got nice weather coming in as well. So it's going to be fantastic for everybody. So fingers crossed he'll have a nice time with us down here at Broadside as well.
And what time is he coming in? Do you know, or are you not allowed to say?
2. I think it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm pretty sure I'll have to double check the diaries though.
And do we know if he's going to cry throughout this process? Or like, what have you got in place to make sure everything's going to be okay?
We try and keep everything as comfortable as possible. We've got some nice pillows. So yeah, he should be all right. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. And was Cheryl difficult with him at all? Or was there anything from that side of things? Or was she just straight up nice?
She was sound. Yeah, it was all good. Nothing too difficult. But yeah, hopefully there won't be any tears, but we'll see.
Yeah, and they didn't argue at all whilst they were here?
A little bit of bickering here and there, but I'm not going to get too involved, but there we go. We let them do their own thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement here. Swansea really buzzing for the biggest weekend, of course, this Saturday and this Sunday. Hannah, thank you so much for talking to us.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Thank you very much.
Good work, Chris. And Hannah, you're a liar!
Scott Mills.
As it's only 4 days to go until Radio 1's big weekend in Swansea, people are starting to stress. They're starting to worry about the little things that, when you got the tickets, you just weren't worried about. Like weather, timings, when you should queue from to make sure you see Ed Sheeran, etc. Chris, you've got another one there for me.
I've got another one here, Scott.
Remember, if you do want to get in touch with me, we've got another 3 shows till Biggest Weekend, and you just know that I could not care more about your issues and your little kind of minor trivial details. So email them in to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott, help. Any advice on a neutral colour to paint my nails? I don't want to commit to a summery colour if it's going to thunderstorm. Help.
Okay, well, for nails, I think you could go classic red because that applies whatever the weather, whether it be rain, thunder or sun. But soft watercolours are really in right now. Or you could go for orange, an unlikely colour for spring, but personally, I think it's the hero of the season. Or how about a soft coral? A little bit more poppy than a pastel pink or an orange, but they are super cheerful and fun and great for every single skin tone. Also, I'm all about crystals right now, little ones or big ones. I love a blingy nail. Hope that helps.
Thanks for that, Scott. I think that will help a lot.
And next one. Hi, Scott. OMG, I really need some help with accommodation for big weekend. I'm going with my boyfriend for the whole weekend, and we keep checking all the time, but strange places keep popping up. Wow, Gina, you've really left it late. My boyfriend, who is extremely tight, tried to book a place called Rest in Peace, which was a tent in a graveyard 20 minutes from Swansea.
No.
Because it was cheap. Should we book it or not? Love, Gina in Oxford. Absolutely not.
Is that
I don't
real?
Care how cheap it is. I'm not letting you book a place called
real?
Rest in Peace. Please keep searching on all the apps. Good luck with that. I'm saying you're probably going to have to stay outside of Swansea and travel in. Where would they stay? Stay
Bridgend.
In Bridgend.
Bridgend.
Still plenty of places left in Bridgend, everyone.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.